Chaim from Sexaholic.
Chaim.
I guess this is the second time of the workshop. In my experience, a lot of times people are not going through the 12 steps is because simply there's so much writing and there's so much to do, and we all hate writing and we all hate like long, painful things. I'm very grateful my sponsor kept it very, very simple, and I tried to do the same thing. For me, what's helped an enormous amount with step one is the reading of step one, is my personal reading, which is basically, and I would strongly suggest the doctor's opinion in the big book. You know, he talks over there how we have a mental obsession of the mind that is, it's impossible to get rid of it. He speaks about how most of us are going to be doomed. And the psychiatrist, therapist, everybody tried to be there for us and help us, and we couldn't do it. And until we found God, basically. That's the idea, but it's very, very strongly recommended. Also, there's a great reading over here on page, the whole thing is great, but at the end over here, he talks about lust, the force behind the addiction. It starts at page 39. But this also is like, it's just truly powerful. Like just reading of the insanity. But the most helpful tool for myself was the tool of walking over to a regular guy and telling him the shit I've done. Telling him, you know, blunt, looking at him in the face and simply saying, this is the stuff I have done. And then visualizing, imagine my next door neighbor or a friend of mine randomly came over to me and told me this stuff. Like, we get used to, like, yeah, I watch porn for 3 hours. Yeah, I used to drink Powerade because I masturbated so many times. Here's a new trick if you're still masturbating. Drink Powerade. It gives you more strength. So I used to drink Powerade more in order to get more strength. I had some good tricks, you know, to, like, drum it up. You know what I mean? My wife knocking on the door, are you coming out of the room? But I didn't finish masturbating, so I'm balancing both of them. You know, like, I'm coming, and I'm masturbating. Like stop. Stop. Like, what the, literally. Yeah, very good. And, like, insane things. Like I said last time, driving backwards on the highway and going to adult bookshops, feeding the thing, somebody knocking on my door and, like, ripping open the door while I'm there, like, you know, in all its glory. You know, being with a woman in a strip club lusting after another woman. Like, cunning, baffling, and powerful. Like people shared even today in the morning. Just, I could be with my whole family and I'm enjoying it. And from far, I think I might have seen a woman, and like complete shutdown of mind and everything. So to be able to say that over, and not only to say it over, but to have it on my tongue. In early recovery, I used to walk around with it. If you do, be very, very careful. I don't want people to get in trouble. 10 insane things. And instead of going to the bathroom and touching my penis, I would go to the bathroom and read these things. Instead of every time going to the bathroom, it's a good idea. Just reading these 10 insane things I would do. You know, 50 X's before, like, X-ing out the computer, or complete shutdown, basically, which meant you slammed the desktop, you know, and crashed the whole damn thing, you know, like, complete shutdown, you know. Going to the same dumpster where you already threw out the magazine and already took it out, throwing it back again to take it out again. Look, you know, driving to the street, saying, I'm not going, turning around to drive back to go, to turning around to drive. Only an addict could smile and understand this is the things we do, you know? Flirting with a woman, but making sure you're not flirting with her in your mind. But you are flirting with her, but convincing yourself you're not flirting. Complete just, and the idea for me of step one is to constantly keep having these things in mind. I am not a regular human being. I became a pickle. So because I became a pickle, I will never be a cucumber again. Never, ever, ever. That acceptance of, this is who I am, God, that humility. I am a pickle. I see a woman, I go nuts. It's the fiber of my being. When I'm spiritually fit, I don't. But naturally, I do. And even when I'm spiritually fit, if I see my fetish, which is basically everything out there, from sunglasses to hats to the inch by the knees. What's that inch by the knees? You know, that inch. And then when then when it's an inch higher, it's that inch. It's always the next click, the next inch, the next, what's it called, if the boots are too high, too short, no boots, what's this season, the dress is... The obsession, the craziness, the It doesn't end. It doesn't end. So the idea for me of step one, it needs to be drilled into my mind, into my heart, to my soul. I'm forever grateful for Henoch. I want to say it. He taught me from day one, and all of us, that we're not evil. We're not bad. We're not bad people. We're not bad. And we're not evil. We're simply sick. We're simply sick. I have cancer, and it doesn't decide. When you get cancer, it doesn't, you know, if it goes into, if cancer's in my thigh, in my stomach, in my head, you know, the cancer, I can't control that. So if today my cancer, I woke up today in the morning, and the cancer is like, the thought, my cleaning lady is pregnant. It's not me. But the thought of if it would have been me. That's my cancer. That's where my brain went. Instead of like, oh my God, I'm lusting, I'm taking actions, what am I going to do? To simply just take a deep breath. This is who I am. This is how my brain was created. I didn't ask for it. But you, God, who gave it to me, please take it away. To keep it dumb and simple. So I guess at this point, whoever is comfortable, I know Shaul's comfortable, to keep it very brief, and this is very healthy for me, to like shoot out like five sentences of five crazy, insane things. We heard one of them in all its glory today. But just five crazy things, it's very healing and relieving to be able to say it over to a group. You don't anymore walk around with that shame and that guilt. This is not a religion. This is not a religion that was knocked into my brain. It's not a religion that if I step out of line, if I took an action of lust, if I had a thought, that means I'm doomed. This is Sexaholics Anonymous. We do this for a living. You know what I mean? So, Shaul, are you comfortable?
I guess, well, I'm just giving examples of paralysis.